Hello, everybody. My name is Jason Longshore, color analyst for the Atlanta United Radio Network here on 92.9 The Game with another instant insight. Today, Atlanta United announced that Tata Martino will leave the club following this season after he turned down a contract extension from Atlanta United. We knew that his contract was up at the end of the season. We knew that there was an option to continue. The rumors have increased quite a bit in recent weeks since they broke a little over a month ago about what Tata Martino's future could hold. But it won't be in Atlanta. We know that much now. And Sam Stejskal over at MLSsoccer.com just posted a great piece this afternoon about Atlanta United's decision to announce this now. It is to, I think, give the season a little more clarity. It's to avoid any potential distractions of offers, of leaks, of contracts being accepted verbally or written or whatever of what's next after Tata Martino made it clear after the match on Sunday that he was going to move on. So Atlanta United has made the announcement now. I think that's actually really smart by Darren Eales and company because it ends the drama around it. And it gives this season, I think, further definition going forward. Now, I think for this group of players, this is about sending Tata Martino out as a champion. For a group that really has, I think, loved playing for Tata Martino, that should be easy motivation for the roster of Atlanta United. You know, Miguel Almiron talked about it in his Players Tribune piece after last season. Others have mentioned it consistently in press conferences and media availability. They all, look at Tata very fondly and everything that he has done for their careers and making them better players. And just as a person, I think they love playing for Tata Martino. So now Atlanta United has even more motivation. If they didn't have enough already, they have a chance to break the all-time record for best regular season ever. They have an opportunity to win MLS Cup in year two. They've already qualified for the CONCACAF Champions League. I mean, the amount of accomplishments just continue to go on. Tata Martino has a 38-17-17 record in all competitions with Atlanta United. Over the last two seasons, nobody in MLS has earned more points, scored more goals, or posted a better goal differential than Atlanta United. It's amazing, isn't it? When you think back to September of 2016, when Tata Martino was hired as the first manager for Atlanta United, and he was introduced at the World of Coca-Cola, I don't know if anyone would have expected this. I mean, Tata Martino was a big name, and it shocked everyone around the world, not just in Atlanta, not just in the United States, but around the world, that Tata Martino was coming to take the reins of a team that had never played a game. It was a unique proposal that I couldn't pass up, is what Tata Martino said. He reached out to Atlanta United about the opportunity. Tata Martino was coming off a couple of difficult jobs at Barcelona and with the Argentina national team. And this opportunity, being unique, being a space where he could work and not be hassled as much and just get down to the business of building a team, creating a brand, and playing the style of soccer that he wanted to play. That's an amazing opportunity. And Tata Martino took a leap of faith. Darren Eales and Carlos Bocanegra both talked about it when they met Tata Martino for the first time. It was at a lunch in Rosario, Argentina, Tata's hometown. A lunch that turned into a dinner. And Tata Martino was incredibly well prepared with research about Major League Soccer and the teams and the players in it and what he wanted to do and how he thought he would, tackle facing Columbus or New York or Orlando. And I think Tata Martino's done all of that with just an incredible performance on the touchline and building this team. I think the biggest thing that Tata Martino did was he took the idea that Arthur Blank and Darren Eales and Carlos Bocanegra had from day one about playing an exciting style of soccer, building a team that was very fast and fluid and entertaining to what has now turned into one of the biggest fan bases in the world. Tata Martino was brought here to put on a show and entertain the fans alongside winning games. That's not easy to do. He's done that. Best regular season record in Major League Soccer history. Tata Martino has that. What's next for him? I don't know. Eric Gomez at ESPN has reported that there's a verbal agreement to take over the Mexican national team, and it would be an amazing contract. According to Gomez, it would run through the next two World Cup cycles. It would make him one of the highest paid managers in the world at the national team level. Would be incredible job security. It would be an incredible opportunity to take Mexico to the World Cup in 2022 if they qualify, and you would assume that they would. And then be in a position to be a World Cup title contender in 2026 when Mexico's a co-host with the United States and Canada. It's a huge opportunity, and I know it's easy to say, well, Mexico's not a world power. They're more of a power than you think. They have been consistently to the round of 16 in the World Cup since 1994. They haven't gotten past that round of 16. The only times they've been to the World Cup quarterfinals was when they hosted in 1970 and 1986. If Tata Martino is even able to get to the quarterfinals, he would be revered in Mexico. A lot of pressure on that job, for sure. The Mexican media is very unforgiving, but I think Tata Martino would be in a position to succeed there where others have not. I think he's that good. There's other possibilities, too. Argentina doesn't have a manager yet. He could feel like there's some unfinished business there and a return going home. Colombia doesn't have a manager yet. Colombia was a job that Tata Martino nearly took before he went back to Newell's Old Boys to keep them from relegation, and he won a league title with Newell's Old Boys. That Colombian generation, too, is as talented as you're going to find in the world. And Tata Martino leading Colombia into World Cup 2022 would make them a title contender in my book. The United States doesn't have a manager yet right now. And Tata Martino has said this to multiple people, that he would be interested in that opportunity. Don't know if he's going to get it. Don't know if he's going to be interviewed for it or even strongly considered. But, wow, U.S. soccer would be foolish not to consider a manager like Tata Martino for their national team vacancy. What's next for Atlanta United? And I'm sure that's the question that all of you have today. I don't know. It's a great question. There are reports out of Argentina that Boca Juniors manager Guillermo Barros Schelotto is being discussed as a potential replacement. Schelotto has won a Copa Sudamericana title with Lanús. He has won two league titles with Boca Juniors. Boca Juniors is one of the heavyweights in Argentina, as Atlanta United is one of the heavyweights in Major League Soccer. He's had a lot of talent to work with. He would have a lot of talent to work with here. Stylistically, it's from the same school. He doesn't have the same tactics as Tata Martino, but every manager has their own, you know, flavor they bring to a team. I think Schelotto would make some tweaks and things would look a little differently, but you'd see a team that would play primarily out of a 4-3-3 or 4-2-3-1 type of shape. I think the players that are currently here that you would expect to see back in 2019 would be successful under Guillermo Barros Schelotto. And he knows the league. He was a legend for the Columbus Crew after his time at Boca ended as a player. He's one of the most revered players at Boca. He's one of the most revered players in Columbus. He knows how difficult Major League Soccer is. He carried Columbus to a championship in 2008. He would make a lot of sense. But I honestly don't think that Atlanta United has to settle for a guy like Guillermo Barros Schelotto if they don't feel like he is the best option. You know, you're going to get opportunities here that you did not have in 2016 because you have 2 years of unbelievable attendance, unbelievable success on the field, being able to recruit talent that you would have never dreamed of before this team was launched to Major League Soccer. Managers will be beating down the door to be considered for this job. Schelotto could be the best option. Absolutely could be. I don't think this club has to have a name, has to have a huge name like an Arsene Wenger or a Zinedine Zidane. Although those are two managers who are currently out of jobs. The sky's the limit in what could be next for Atlanta United. But I think the world of soccer is unique. And if you're new to it, it is a worldwide game. It's not just the major leagues in Europe that you've probably heard the most about that would be successful. A manager coming from there being successful here. Doesn't have to be that. South American soccer has been great to Atlanta United. If a South American manager like Schelotto, Miguel Gallardo at River Plate has been mentioned as possibly leaving that club, there are plenty of others that could be hugely successful. Jose Pekerman, who just left the Colombian national team, is another one who could be in that running. The rumors will be fast and furious. We know that. The South American media will be all over this, and there will be lots of different twists and turns in this saga. But Atlanta United will be looking to get things done quickly. Atlanta United could have a very short offseason if they get to MLS Cup. December 8th is the date set for MLS Cup. Preseason training for 2019 would probably start in early to mid-January, with CONCACAF Champions League play starting around February 20th. That's what it started last year. You also have a draft to consider. You have a transfer window opening on January 1st. You're going to have player movement, both incoming and outgoing. It's going to be a busy time. So, buckle up. We'll have coverage of all of that for you here at 92.9 The Game on all of the shows across the channel. Also, on Instant Insights as news breaks, on Stoppage Time Live, which, great timing, isn't it? Our first Stoppage Time Live is tonight at Fido Irish Pub in Buckhead. Get there early. Darren Eales, president of Atlanta United, will be joining us on the show in person to talk about this. He'll also be on with Dukes and Bell at 4:20 on radio if you can't make it tonight. If you can't make it out to Fido to watch the show live, you can watch the stream on Facebook.com/929TheGame. We'll have Darren. We'll have Kelly Francis from the Unrelegated podcast. We are efforting, and it looks like we will have Felipe Cardenas of The Athletic joining us as well to talk about South American soccer and the managers and styles that we could be seeing on the touchline for Atlanta United. Going to be a fun night at Fido Irish Pub. We hope to see all of you there. We will be doing this throughout the rest of the 2018 season for Atlanta United. Tuesday nights, 7 p.m. Join us in person at Fido. Join us on the stream on Facebook.com/929TheGame. Make sure you're following all of us on social media. Myself at Longshoe, Jimmy Vance, ATL Soccer 929, Mike Conti 929 on Twitter as well. We'll be talking to you tonight with more on the breaking story. Tata Martino will not be in Atlanta as manager of Atlanta United in 2019. Get ready for what's next. There's going to be lots of twists and turns. Buckle up, folks. We'll talk to you soon.